when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased," or "This day I have begotten you." Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was a son, so it was thought, of Joseph. So it was thought. Son of the Most High God, child born to us, born of the seed of the woman, not the man. Seed of the woman and seed of Almighty God has stepped out into a life of serving other people and loving them. And now this coming of the kingdom that was at hand in John's time. Now Jesus goes on to say, it's closer than you ever imagined now. Now I'm here. The pinnacle of all of history is here. And we see as this man stepped out into the crowd and began to walk with God in a public way, began to walk amongst the people and to cast out demons, to cleanse lepers, to heal the blind, to heal the lame, to heal the deaf, to love the unlovable, to receive those that were steeped in sin and yet penitent, to love the people that were lonely, to love the people that were forgotten and despised and social rejects, people that didn't have a chance in the world, that were totally turned on by everyone else, people that were so weak they couldn't get out of bed in the morning. He loved them anyway, like no one ever loved them. And he went about doing good, was how he was remembered. He went about doing good in the name of the Father. The universe and the kingdom of darkness would never be the same as Jesus was birthed into our planet from the throne of God and now lived and walked amongst us. Finally, a man that was as faithful to the Father as the Father had been to all of us. Finally, there was one who returned the love of the Father in the same proportion as the Father poured out his love to us. He walked through life, he devastated Satan on every possible front, and then as Satan thought he'd got the best of him, he even rose from the dead and conquered death. Death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? Praise be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is no more victory for death. The firstborn, one from the dead, implies that there's going to be a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. And somewhere out there, this whole new kingdom would be born. This whole new era had dawned on planet Earth. And now there would be a kingdom of righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. A kingdom not of this world, but a kingdom in eternal realms that is not of this world, but it certainly is in this world. Now a whole new creation, a whole new civilization, a new people. Aliens on planet Earth now had been birthed because the firstborn one of the dead had penetrated through the darkness and had opened the way of light for the rest of us. The kingdom of God has come, and this king has come, not just simply a carpenter. Revelation 1. I turned around and saw the voice that was speaking to me. It was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet with a golden sash around his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in the furnace. His voice was like the sound of a rushing waterfall. In his right hand he held 7 stars. Out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you've seen." I was dead, behold, I'm alive. Of course, we see in Revelation 19 another picture of that. That was the picture of Jesus Christ to those who will walk with him. He puts his hand on us and says, "Do not be afraid. I hold the keys to death and Hades. Satan no longer does. And I love you. Be not afraid." Now the picture for the world, for those that have walked away from him. Revelation 19 and verse 11. I saw heaven standing open, and there was before me a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one but himself knows. He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury, the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh is this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the picture of this risen king, the rider on the horse, faithful and true, that will judge the nations, that will judge those that walk apart from him. To those who will walk with him, he's the same, with the white hair and the eyes of blazing glory, and yet he puts his hand on us, reaches out for us, and says, "Be not afraid." The king has come.